I know I love taking photos of my food wherever I go. So this week, CT Food Girly on Tuesdays, we always talk food and drink. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. And you're going to let us know where we could go to get some of these good photos, right, Alex?
Yeah, this is what I live for. Obviously, the first spot that comes to mind when we say Instagrammable is Place to Be. Right from their website, Place to Be describes themselves as a millennial food concept. It's inspired by a true love for brunch, Instagram, and their customers. Now, they have 5 locations now, Springfield, Franklin Ave, West Hartford, downtown Hartford, and also in New Haven. Their menus are fun and crazy. They showcase dripping and colorful coffees, teas, wild milkshakes. They have super Instagrammable one called the Birthday Cake Shake. It's topped with sprinkles and ice cream, cotton candy, and a cute rubber ducky. They also have fun burgers. A real noteworthy one for a photo is called the Mac Attack. It's a hamburger attacked with cheddar cheese, bacon. It's literally covered in their mac and cheese sauce from bun top to bun bottom.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. And lastly, since they are known for their brunch, they have this Fruity Pebble French Toast, which I've had. It's their baked challah bread with fruity pebbles inside. It's layered high, totally Instagrammable, topped with buttercream frosting, white chocolate, and raspberry drizzle, and some lollipops.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a colorful photo. That would really pop.
Yeah, this place is really popular for the younger crowds, too. And keeping that sweet flowing from our Instagram-worthy spots, two really great ones that I have is Neil's Donuts, which is in Wallingford and Middletown, and Donut Crazy, which is all over Brantford, Shelton, Westport, Stratford, New Haven, West Hartford, and Fairfield, too. Now, Neil's is known for those amazing donuts and delicious iced coffees. They're pretty to look at. They're pretty to eat. For the Instagram, they have a glazed rainbow sprinkle donut. I think it would be perfect. It's their raised donut dipped in a glaze, covered with rainbow sprinkles across every inch, and their vanilla buttercream filled donut is picture perfect as well. That one's filled with vanilla buttercream, coated in powdered sugar, topped with rainbow sprinkles.
The rainbow sprinkles seem to be a good theme with these.
I know, it's fun. They also have a massive cinnamon coffee roll. They're sure to bring a smile to any morning and any camera. I know I love to take photos of those. They're also serving deluxe iced coffees now. So that means that you can put in that iced coffee order. You can add caramel, chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and of course, sprinkles.
Nice.
And for Donut Crazy, I mean, the name really says it all. These donuts are truly crazy, but they actually taste delicious as well. And every month, Donut Crazy has a selection on their menu to pick from, along with their daily donuts. And this month, they have an oatmeal cream cookie, a chocolate raspberry brownie, cranberry lemon, and blueberry pie donuts. They look quite amazing. They're loaded with frosting and toppings. The raspberry one has mini brownie chunks on top. The oatmeal cream cookie has a full cookie on top as well. This spot is more of a dessert spot than a real breakfast spot for me, but still, this is one for the Insta.
Yeah, that sounds a lot for breakfast. I agree with you. It's more of a desserts place.
A serious sugar rush. And the last one I have on my list, this is one of my favorites. It's Yellow King Brews. They're in Wallingford. They're also in Bristol. Super cool concept here for Yellow King. They serve coffee, beer, cocktails. They have a seasonal coffee menu that tastes and looks spectacular. But the best part is that Yellow King Brews has a seasonal espresso martini flight. Their winter one right now is the classic espresso martini. They have a red velvet Oreo with chocolate whipped vodka and dark chocolate coffee liqueur. They have a chai and brownie sugar with absolute vanilla vodka and a rum chata one with vanilla syrup and macadamia cold foam. And I know you want to try all of these, but their visual on Insta makes them top tier for the gram.
Those sound excellent. Talking about some of the most Instagrammable spots and foods here in Connecticut with our friend CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. Now, we covered some of the sweet stuff earlier, but now we want to talk about some of the savory, kind of cheesy things to take a photo of, Alex.
I got some good ones on here because they're on my page. Because I can slowly feel spring around the corner. I'm going to start us off with this Instagrammable spot in Brantford called Lenny's. They have a hot lobster roll. It's packed full of lobster meat, toasted roll, hot butter and fries. Their cold lobster roll is equally as perfect for the Insta, dressed lightly with celery and mayo. With the water and the sunset views, you can't beat that photo op moment at Lenny's.
That sounds delicious. It's so cold out, I just want it to be summertime.
I know. Now, when I go to Lenny's, I always order their almost famous buffalo wings. They're smothered with their bright red hot sauce or with celery and blue cheese on the side. They glisten in that summer sun. Those also look amazing on the gram. Can't wait for summer.
Ooh, yummy. Those do sound good.
Another picture-perfect spot that we have in New Haven is Sally's at Beats. We know this iconic pizzeria, known for their cold fire, thin crust pies, super long lines that are certainly worth the wait. If you ever have gone to Sally's and ordered one of their medium pies, you could only get a small or a medium. You have seen the beauty that comes out of those ovens. These medium pies fit the entire sheet pan. They're cut into long slices, charred to perfection. If you read it right out of the oven, you might just get a great cheese pull photo op as well.
And you're always going to get likes for pizza, I feel like, if you post a photo of pizza on your Instagram.
Yeah, who doesn't love a Worcester Street pizza? And if we move right down Worcester Street, you know, we can grab our camera and head into Gioia. Now, that's that new Italian-inspired restaurant that's on the block there. They serve all their food, apps, and entrees on these gorgeous, colorful ceramic plates and bowls. It truly brings you right back to Italy. There are cheerful designs on your tabletop. Their menu highlights some homemade pastas. Their cacio pepe gnocchi was incredible, light and soft. I still dream about this dish. Need to make a reservation and go back. They also do a great baccalà arancini, which is that fried cod risotto, little aioli on the side, little lemon. They have also really fun and flavorful gelatos that they make in-house. But these ceramic plates and bowls will truly brighten up any Instagram photo op.
Yeah, I feel like it's all the presentation, right? It's like the whatever they're placing the food on really makes the photo come out too.
Absolutely. And so my last one really works off of that. It's called the Essence. It's in Old Saybrook. It's well worth the drive. It's fresh, local, seasonal farm-to-table restaurant with a great setting. They're now on their 50th menu, so they change them all the time. I love how it changes with the season, but what makes that spot Instagrammable is truly how they plate their food. They combine textures and colors and flavors. Their cocktails are also picture-perfect. And if you really want to splurge, you need to try that chef's tasting menu. Get all those photo ops in there. Try to get a seat at that chef's table. You can literally see your food being prepared, plated. It's a whole Instagram experience. It's wonderful. You can get the reels, get the photos. The Essex and Old Saybrook is the place to go.
Nice. I got my camera phone ready. I'm ready to go to some of these spots and then start getting some Instagram photos up. If you want to see some great ones too, make sure you follow CT Food Grill on Instagram. You have some good ones up there.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.